WDKX Wake Up Club Rewind.
I wanted to get your thoughts on opioids, which is not new. It's something that we talk about all the time. But what is the, what have you heard? What have you seen in Monroe County? And what have you talked about with other chiefs in the area about the opioid crisis? Because this is not one of those things where it's just here, it's just there, it's everywhere.
Sure. Well, one of the things we talk about is, you know, we have a part to play. Law enforcement has a part to play on this from the enforcement end of it. You know, we're dealing with the people that are addicted, getting picked up for small amounts of a controlled substance. And what do we do with them? You know, there's programs now we can divert them out of the criminal justice system if they agree to go to rehab and stay engaged, which is probably better than putting them in the jail. We do have a medical assisted therapy wing now in the jail where we actually do detox and long-term therapy.
In the jail.
In the jail. We opened that up last year, first time ever in upstate New York, where we're working with these folks that are incarcerated with us to get them their sobriety. And even with medical assistance, we're bringing Suboxone, we're bringing drugs into the jail that help with the addiction process. Mm-hmm. But what the point there is, we're not going to arrest our way out of this problem. We realize that, you know, back in the 80s, you think about how we just arrest for the crack epidemic, right? Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I think we're getting smarter and saying, you know what, we're going to arrest the drug dealers. We're going to arrest the people selling this poison. We're going to go hard at them. We're going to put homicide charges on those guys. They're killing people, right? Mm-hmm. They're selling a controlled substance that's killing people. But the other end of it, how do we use our position of influence to educate? And we were talking off the air, you know, people are not fully engaged yet with this epidemic. We are because we talk about it, but there's still people out there that are surprised when their loved one becomes addicted to this substance. And I always say, you do one, you're done. And that's what people don't realize yet. You do this controlled substance once. This is not heroin, or excuse me, this is not cocaine. This is not nicotine. This is not alcohol. You know, you can survive a couple hits of those things and experimentation. You can't experiment with this. You do the heroin once, you do that oxy once, you are addicted and you can't do anything else but crave that. And that's what people need to get a bit nervous about and understand. So we're trying to do better on the education and prevention side of the house. And obviously the recovery, you know, people that are, we had over 1,000 overdoses in Monroe County last year, you know, almost 200 deaths again last year in Monroe County. Think about the number of body bags at the medical examiner's office, 200. Overdoses.
And the people who didn't, the people who actually survived because they got the Narcan, which we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah, and those people are going to become, I call them red dots, unfortunately, because we pin map every overdose in Monroe County every morning. And the blue dots are survivals, the red dots are death. And we know that those dots are going to become red if we don't intervene in that person's life. If they survive the first one, they're going to pass.
Now, going back to when you say, you know, we're going to, you know, arrest the drug dealers for putting these drugs out here, but when are we going to hold accountability for both sides, for the user and the dealer? Because let's be real. You have some people that overdose four or five times.
Right.
Now, we know Narcan is not cheap. Not saying let them die. Let them die. But instead of, because I feel, honestly, it's just really a pat on the back. We'll send you here to this treatment and you're good.
Right.
Like, when does that accountability kick in?
Yeah, and that's the, you're exactly right. So we got options now, you know. So as we come upon someone that's addicted, you know, there's discretion there. And you're looking at the person, you're looking at the holistic approach now, as opposed to before it was just lock them up. All right. So we can always lock them up. I like I said, I have a whole wing in the jail that's designed. And I have parents call me and beg me, lock up my kid. Lock up my kid. I know they're safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're creating what I call the Betty Ford Clinic of Monroe County. We want the best inpatient treatment place in the Monroe County jail. Because I got what everybody else dreams of. I have them in custody for months and months.
Right.
You know, we talk about 30-day inpatient beds as the gold standard. So we're trying to use that discretion. You know, if this person, and Project Hope, the one I alluded to earlier, it's still an arrest. We still do the, and we issue them an appearance ticket. And if they stay engaged in the program for 30 days, the district attorney will throw out the charges. If they don't stay engaged with the program, which we want, we want them off that, we want them engaged with recovery, then we just lay the charges on them, pick them up and put them in jail. So it's not a get out of jail free card. It's more like I got a stick and a carrot. And hopefully this stick I'm holding over your head, which is jail, will get you to go towards recovery and treatment.
1039 WDKX.